Welcome back, everybody. Welcome to another episode of your favorite podcast, Froggy the Gator. And I have a quick question for you listening. Have you told your friends about Froggy the Gator? Because if you haven't, and you want to help the show grow, like if you like it, then that is the single best thing you can do. So take a listen and enjoy this episode, then make sure you tell some friends about how much you love Froggy and his friends and their adventures in Gator Grove, and that will help us keep growing and keep making new episodes. So thank you in advance, and guess what's next? If you guessed hilarious joke, well, you are 100% correct. We have a hilarious joke, and today's joke comes from our listeners Lanny and Wes. And I don't know what to tell you, but I had to compose myself before recording this because, once again, the joke was so funny, so staggeringly hilarious, that I could barely form the words the first time I tried to say it out loud. So are you ready? Here goes Lanny and Wes's joke. What did the ranch say to the refrigerator? What did the ranch say to the refrigerator? Do you have a guess? I'll give you a second to think about the joke. What did the ranch say to the refrigerator? So think about it for a second. Keep thinking. What did the ranch say to the refrigerator? Do you have a guess? So the question is, what did the ranch say to the refrigerator? And the answer is, hey, close the door. I'm dressing. Wow. Lanny and Wes, another all-time classic pun, because ranch is dressing, it's a salad dressing, but also it's like the ranch was putting its clothes on and it wanted some privacy and it was getting dressed that way. Inspiring, amazing, and honestly, it's touching to me to know that the torch of humor is being carried so willfully and skillfully by our younger generations. Thank you, Lanny and Wes, for that joke. And if you have a joke that you want me to read on the air, just answer our Q&A on Spotify, and I'll get to your joke as well. And now, for today's episode, which is really special. They're all special, of course, but this one is too, because it was inspired by one of our listeners, B. Froggy the Gator was hanging out in the woods at the edge of his neighborhood. He had all of his friends with him. Tomato Hedgehog, Worm Bird, Terra Pterodactyl, and of course, Mr. Hummus. They were playing their usual games. In this case, they were looking for a buried treasure using a map that Froggy had drawn up earlier that morning in his house. It was a particularly warm spring day, and even though they were in the woods with the shade from all the oak trees, the kids were all getting a little hot from being outside and running around looking for treasure everywhere. Here we go, everybody. X marks the spot as Froggy and his friends found the placement of the imaginary treasure that corresponded with their map. It was right at the base of one of the tallest oak trees in Gator Grove. This tree, Daddy the Gator would always say, is hundreds of years old, and it will be standing long after we're gone. Here we go, guys, Froggy said to his friends. Let's get out our shovels and start digging. Now, as we all know, Froggy and his friends have vivid imaginations. And even though they had real shovels, they were metal and everything, they weren't going to actually dig very deep with these shovels, because they knew how special this old oak tree was, and they knew that digging random holes in the forest is generally frowned upon behavior for several reasons, not the least of which that hikers could accidentally sprain their ankle if they fell into one of the holes. But they were going to do a little digging, because digging is fun, of course. They just weren't going to dig too deeply, as the imaginary treasure was probably near the surface anyway. Are we ready? Froggy called out to his friends. With this first scoop of dirt, I believe we will change all of our lives, as this scoop of dirt will reveal the fabled treasure for which we have traveled so far. So under the hot, sweltering sun, Froggy the Gator dug his shovel into the dirt. But as he did, something strange happened. Maybe it was the heat, combined with his friends' vivid imaginations, but when he pulled the shovel from the ground, everybody stared at the shovel in awe. What in the world? Mr. Hummus said. How is this even possible? Is that what I think it is? Asked Terra Pterodactyl. And sure enough, Froggy held the shovel closer to his face to make sure he wasn't seeing things. He was seeing things, but you know, it was in his imagination. Not like he was actually seeing things, even though it was hot outside. "Well, would you look at that," Froggy said. "This isn't a scoop of dirt in this shovel. It's a scoop of ice cream." That's right. When Froggy dug his shovel into the dirt, he came back with a big, delicious-looking scoop of vanilla ice cream. "Wow," said Wormbird. "Does this mean that the whole ground is made of ice cream?" And then all the friends looked around. The entire forest had transformed. Everywhere they looked, there were ice cream cone trees and chocolate sundae bushes and banana split trails as far as the eye could see. "What is this place?" Froggy asked his friends. "I've never been to an ice cream forest before. Let's take a look around." So the friends all walked around the ice cream forest. Pretty soon they came to a house in the ice cream forest. It looked like a small, regular cottage, but it had a big ice cream sundae on top with a cherry on top of that. They knocked on the door, and who do you think answered? Well, it was none other than Ice Cream Gershwin! "Ice Cream Gershwin," Froggy said to his friend Gershwin, who came to the door holding two large silver ice cream scoopers. "We should have known you'd somehow be involved in this strange scenario. What are you doing here, and why are we all in an ice cream forest all of a sudden?" "Well," Ice Cream Gershwin said, "you see, every year, when the weather gets warm, I like to celebrate by throwing a huge ice cream party down here in the forest. And I was doing just that earlier today when things got a little bit out of control." "Really?" Terra Pterodactyl asked. "You call this a little out of control?" As she looked around at the ice cream that covered pretty much everywhere they could see. "Yes," Gershwin said, "it's quite a mess, and I've been scooping up as much of it as I can, but the ice cream just keeps regenerating. It keeps reappearing, and I can't scoop it up fast enough. Do you think that you kids could help me? Here, grab a scoop, and let's try and shovel our way out of this." "We can do one better than that," Froggy said, as he held up his real metal shovel. "You see," Froggy continued, "we came here today thinking we were going to use these shovels to dig up buried treasure. But as is often the case, when you're a kid and you're having fun adventures outside, what happens next is unpredictable. And here we found ourselves needing these shovels for something even better than treasure. Even more valuable, even more special. In fact, you might say ice cream is treasure. And I'd say we found the motherlode here today. So come on, everybody," Froggy said. "Let's get to work." And the friends all grabbed their real metal shovels and started scooping pound after pound of imaginary ice cream, laughing together in the sun until it was time to go home and eat some, you guessed it, ice cream sandwiches at Froggy's house. The end.